everybody. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date for today is October 18th, 2017. And as normal, we always clear the date to get rid of the mind control energies from past years of the same date and the energetic cording and sometimes situations that get activated within your body because of the day itself. So let's clear the date. Here we go, releasing today's date, which is October 18, 2017. I'll count to 20 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, I thought it was heavy. That's why I said 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I'm going to do some more here. And just kind of take note how your body's feeling as I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Oh boy, you're on to me again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So we cleared the October, which was the month. And I want to do another clearing, which will be 10, which is 10th month for October. So now we'll do 10, 18, 2017. So here we go again, and just see if there's a difference for you. Sometimes those keywords, which would be like October, is different than the keyword of 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So that's good. And let's have you turn on or bring up your light beams on your monitor screen or screens. You probably already have them ready to go there. You can also do, if you like, the lightship insignia. That'll also work. That'll be the 12 source energies coming your way. Or you could do both if you wish. Here we go. So energizing the light beams or the lightship insignia. So stronger, 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 stronger. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels pretty good. And now if you have a situation going on, we'll clear that, so you need to think of it. And, you know, it could be anything. It could be physical or maybe physical with you, physical or emotional, I mean. And or it could be some pain in your body. Here we go. Let's release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's bring in some energy for oxygen for everybody. So this is also alien oxygen removal in a sense. So this gets rid of some of the codes that they brought in to harm you in your breathing, so in respiratory system. So here we go. Let's release what we'll call pink energy. And this is how we have it on the website, different colors. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we'll do the brown. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do silver. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I guess we can do gold. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's do green. 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5, and brown, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now let's do one more. I think I'll pick, I'll do two, I'll do red and orange. So red, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and now we'll do orange, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we'll just see how your breathing is right now. And if you have any physical pain in your body right now, I'll see if I can do a clearing for you. So you need to note where it is. You may want to put your hand, if it's like a bruise or something, or maybe you have a sore knee, you can put one of your hands on your knee. That'll help too, or just indicate that. So here we go. You need to select the body location, and we'll take out entities first. And then we'll take out pain and just see if this helps you. So first we'll do entities, releasing entities. So stronger, 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 stronger. Wow, I still haven't had a lot of them. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And just see, maybe get a move possibly, and just see how your body's feeling now. And be gentle because, you know, it could be an injury that we're taking it away, but you don't want to, you know, overextend or overdo something. And now we'll work on the pain body. So remember, entities come into your body and bring their stuff to you, and they could have the same pain that you're dealing with, and now it's, you know, 1,000 times more pain because they are bringing that to you. They resonate with that. So here we go. Let's release the other part here, which would be the actual pain in your pain body. Here we go. So I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, that should probably feel pretty good. So we'll see if our co-host is there. So, Michelle, are you out of the BBS dressing room and studio and everything else that they have there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday night Creation Lightship Show. And let's see, if you haven't been listening, wow. You got a lot to catch up on, which is fine because we have all sorts of archives, years worth of archives to listen to, but you're in for a treat tonight. So if you want to write in a question, if you have a question you always wanted to know about the nature of reality here on Earth, something about your own life, what Ron is talking about, please let us know. You can email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com. And if you want to email Ron directly, you can email him at creationlightship@yahoo.com. So, Ron, we have an event coming up this weekend. Next weekend, actually. It's in New York, and it is a conference. So if anyone is able to make it, if you're anywhere near that area, or if you want to fly into New York, you still have time to buy an airplane ticket, get a hotel. It's a great chance to meet Ron in person, to experience the light chamber, and, you know, just kind of hang around and maybe get some more information. It's a very, very fun event, and it's very, very interesting. Ron, is there anything else you wanted to say about the event?
No, just another event, you know. Like the New York people after we're going Manhattan. So it's at the New Yorker Hotel, and it's just across the street from Penn Station. So it's easy to get to if you're, you know, if you don't know about that. If you do, then just take the train or subways to Penn Station and you're about a block away. And that's, you know, the garden is what they call it, too. So anyway, that's where they have concerts. So anyway, so back to you.
Yep, that's right. It's actually Penn Station, and it opens right up to on the street where Madison Square Garden is. So the great thing about New York, it's so easy to get around. Just follow the subways. You can ask anybody. Actually, New Yorkers are very knowledgeable and friendly, I have found. So great place. All right, well, I'm going to go on to a question from an email that we received. So this one says, in one of the last BBS shows, a person wrote that they removed death barcodes for their mind of the body, both for the physical body and their spirit. So within the mind of the body clearing, there's for the physical and then for spirit. And the person goes on to say, I have removed just for the physical body. Should we remove the same amount of barcodes for our spirit as well?
No, you'd have to send me an email, and I can tell you, you know, how many death barcodes your spirit may have on it. And most aren't too many. It's less than 10 for almost everybody. Then you have the mind of the body, and that can be different. That can be, you know, up to maybe 100. Anyway, so if you purchase the death barcode clearing, you still need to contact me anyway to find out how many death barcodes you have. And then you can also do the other ones here if you wish.
Okay. We may have to continue answering that question in just a moment, so I'm going to talk for a second. Let's see here. I'll just let you know if there's anything else I can tell you about the conference in New York. So Ron usually has the same spot. If anyone wants to have their photo in the light chamber, because maybe you can't make it there in person, which is, you know, probably most people, that's fine. You're welcome to email Ron directly at creationlightship@yahoo.com with your photo of anybody that you want to have in the light chamber. So what they do is they print those up, and then they actually have the photo of you, and they put that in the light chamber. I believe it's $100 for the whole weekend to do that. And I also believe that if a person is paying for themselves to do that, that they can put pictures of their animals in there as well. So, all right, let's see here. We do have a couple good questions. I know that we got a testimonial, per se, or maybe an update, I'll say, from a person in Santa Rosa who, I'm sure Ron would love to hear this, that their house was missed, but they are taking care of themselves. So I'll read that to him when he comes back. And listener, if there is any more of an update, because I see that this was written 2 days ago, please let us know and write back so we can let Ron know.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. Just I was talking, and I guess I was talking to nobody. So I don't know what. I was talking about the death barcode and using the other clearing. So do you know where I left off, where I got cut off yet?
Well, you were talking about that they should ask you how many ones for the spirit that they would possibly need.
Yes, that's true. And then there are people who want to do their house and their car or cars, so I need to know the address of the house and also the type of car or cars that you have, and then I can, let you know that. So, and people like doing their house and their cars because everything feels different. So anyway, if you purchase that clearing, the death barcode clearing, then you can do these extra, added clearings, which is for free, once you have it done, you know, you did your whole lifetime, but you need to, you know, let me know what you have there that you want to clear, because you don't do the same amount for everything. Okay, back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Well, while we lost you for just a second, I touched upon an email that we got by one of your listeners, so I'll just read it. It says, Fire Zone Evacuee, Dear Ron, I missed the first half of the show. This was 2 days ago. I am one of your listeners from Santa Rosa. This is the first time I am able to listen to you since I had to evacuate a week and a half ago. The fire missed my house in the middle of the night by only 2 blocks, and I am grateful for that. Lots of destruction all around me now. Just trying to be kind to myself as I recuperate and regenerate. Blessings to you and your staff.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very good. I'm glad that you are safe. So, and then I asked the listener if they want to give us, you know, if they have any kind of an update, if anything has changed since then. So, okay. All right. Now this is, okay, this looks like a little more intricate of a question. So I'm going to move on to another one. Okay. This says, images for clearings. Dear Ron, would it make any difference which image we use for the clearings? There are two types of light being images, the CLS insignia, the Star of Bethlehem, and the dolphin. You mentioned about, oh, okay, that's another question, so I'll let you answer that one first.
It shouldn't make any difference. I think most people use the light beam, you know, to do that, but the other ones will work too. So if you want to have a different picture up, you can. But it's the same energy coming, whatever way you do there. So back to you.
Okay, great. So I'm just going to copy and paste the second part of a question and send it to you because it's more something you might want to think about for the future. It was something that we had spoken about, so I'll let you get back to that person, or you can answer it on a later show if you want. Okay, and let's see this next one. Okay, it looks like one of our listeners has been doing a little bit of information about how to release judgment, and they did listen to one of your shows. It was 7/25 of 2007, so I believe that's the actual archive date, so 7/25 of 2007, where you list a process of how to release judgment from us, and this person has created, I believe, some type of a document on how you actually mentioned how to do that. So, it looks like somebody is going to place it on someplace on one of your websites. I'm not sure if that's YouTube or on the actual website. But in case people are interested in the meantime, Ron, do you want to talk about the judgment clearing that you do have on the website?
Yeah, that's the clearing that after you do your whole lifetime ones, you know, some people realize they still have issues going on, and an issue would be judgment. And so the judgment, you know, is what you'd probably use after you do your whole lifetime clearing if something is still kind of bothering you a little bit. Or you find yourself maybe too critical or something. So you could do that one, and that should correct your situation, I think.
Okay.
So that's basically why we have it there.
And why are we so judgmental as people? Like, is it DNA or what?
Well, I think at some point people decided to connect to mind energy versus heart energy, where you're in the present moment. So that's the difference. How or why that happened or when it happened, I have no clue. Just that you know, people are living on a planet that was created with hard energy, we'll say, or I should say without timelines, it's kind of hard to talk about it because you start using words and people will hear a word and think it's something else. So if I just said that the energy that was here initially was in the present moment with no timelines, and the people themselves chose another system where you had timelines because you wanted to experience more and more and more and have, you know, the law of cause and effect guiding you, which would disempower you completely, then that's why, you know, people are using their mind. Initially, there was no mind energy. So people had to either choose it or they got sucked into it, but you still always have a choice regardless of what's going on. And that's why you do the mind a heart drop, because you have a choice to find your peace again, to get into the present moment. So back to you.
Okay, so like maybe you could just shut off being judgmental by doing the mind heart drop.
Yes, and that's 20 seconds basically to do that, and all of a sudden you're at peace. And once you get into peace, you wonder why you haven't ever become peaceful before. Why, you know, because the mind will never give you peace. You can attempt to quiet the mind, but you're still not connecting to your spirit, so you're still in the alien mind energy, even if it's turned off by quieting your mind. This here, actually, the mind of heart drop is completely different than quieting your mind, like people talk about in meditations and stuff. This actually puts you with your spirit, and the timeline has stopped. So you're actually where you're supposed to be, and with no thoughts. Back to you.
Okay, great. All right, thank you. So one of our listeners has written in a interesting incident, and I will just read this. It says, photo of my cat listening to the Creation Lightship broadcast. On a Saturday morning, a stray cat walked into my open kitchen door saying, "I'm all yours." Later, she passed out listening to Creation Lightship Saturday call. I do have light beings or archives on all the time. When this indoor-outdoor cat comes in frazzled, he comes down with the light being energy. Another cat showed up. I thought it would leave after being fed. It stayed, and both are listening to the Creation Lightship beings, but keeping an eye on each other for dominance or territory. They both like being in my home. I love this.
That's good. Cute. Cat, so. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Okay. So it says, one cat stands on her hind legs to be picked up when I come home, and it walks around mostly with the tail up. This is my first experience in regards to that. I heard that happy cats do this. I contribute this to Ron's clearings on me and my pets. I also use all my clearings on them. I contacted Ron previously, not having birds in my backyard, despite bird feeder and a water fountain, but I see them close by. Okay, so cats are around. Since Ron did the bird clearing, it says different kinds show up. Oh, so you must have done a bird clearing for her. I kind of remember this. And now different birds are showing up. In general, I see more of them everywhere. Animals are my first love. Blessings.
That's awesome. Yeah, very good. That's great.
That's great. I know, you know, do those... The animals, they're just already there, so they just kind of feel it and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, the animals are the best. I always say they're some of the finest people on earth. Okay. So, this one says, country clearing. And they're wondering, could the God connection whole life clearing be a good clearing? I think for our entire country.
You don't want to clear a country. You just want to clear yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, because the website isn't designed to clear countries.
if everything starts with you, so you always want to clear you out, whatever is affecting you. If a country is affecting you, then, you know, you may want to do a special clearing and put the country's name in there and release that energy from you, from the country. But as far as going into the country to clear the country out, no, the clearings aren't designed for that, and they won't work that way. But we did do a clearing, I guess, on the last show, where we cleared the flags of a country that you're associating yourself with. In fact, let's see if anybody wants to mention that or give us an email here or something for the show to see how it felt with the flag being clear that they selected. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, yes, I haven't seen those yet, but they might be in here. All right, so this question says, what clearing do I need to do for our granddaughter? We put on a medical cream, and she had an allergic reaction. It was basically like a small insect bite. So what clearings would you recommend? I know that you have one for bite.
And you might try the blight and stain and also the skin misting water. You should do some timeline crashing on it. So maybe go to about the approximate time when that happened, if you happen to know that, and do timeline crashing to get off of that initial first timeline where she had the reaction to the cream. So back to you.
Okay. Well, we did have a response about the flag clearing, and it just says, flag clear, better sign and symbols, whole life and country. You do have a clearing on your website that is for signs and symbols.
Yes.
Do you want to, I don't think you've ever talked about that one. You want to speak about that one a little bit?
Well, it's people sometimes are connected to a symbol of an organization. So, I don't know, if you think about something that, the 4-H people, they have, a clover leaf, and then you have the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts or whatever, they have their own type of symbol. So you want to disconnect yourself from different symbols and or signs, okay? And it's a person that I saw years ago. They were wearing a T-shirt. I think it was black, and it had like a white.
Okay, we may have lost Ron again because I heard a little noise. It sounded like maybe it was hung up. So I will talk about the next thing and remind him that he was speaking about somebody with a T-shirt. Okay, so just as a reminder, I'm reading again about what's going to happen. It's next weekend. So the expo, the official days are October 27th, 28th, and 29th. Hi, Ron, are you on?
Yeah, I'm on, yeah. So, this person was wearing this T-shirt with a skeleton or a skull on it or something. And normally when you see that, it means death, So I think maybe ask the person, why are you wearing something that's death on you? Because, it resonates with you, So you're wearing death. And they didn't realize what it was. They just thought it was great, to have that because it was something that was unusual. Then they go, I don't want to have this. I better get it off, And we also see that coming up now for Halloween, people wearing, children wearing costumes of things. And, boy, some of those are not too good, because you're bringing in entities with whatever you're having your child wear, So just kind of be careful of the real negative ones. So anyway, that's what you may want to do, because you could pick up something and have it for your whole life and not even know it, influencing you. Because you were wearing something on Halloween, you know, maybe you wanted to be looking like a witch or something, you know. And so naturally they're looking for people who want to have that experience as you're doing that. And you may have some witch come in you and causing problems, you know. So anyway, that's the whole thing, you know, with the signs and symbols, et cetera. You want to get this stuff off of you. Especially if you were in an organization and now you don't want to be in it. And all of a sudden, you know, that's... in fact, I guess the most common thing that everybody you see everywhere is people wear a necklace, women normally, or even men with the cross on it, you know? Well, geez. That's the Roman cross where they crucified people. What do you want to wear a cross for? So, you know, you're resonating to that, you know? And then I guess the other one, you know, people have different things that they wear. The Jewish people have the Star of David, so that's resonating with them. I'm not saying that's bad or anything, but, you know, you may want to look at, is there anything negative attached to it, okay? So, you know, always check with that. I saw at the hardware store, a gentleman who worked there for a long time, and he had a tattoo on his neck with a thing with Star of David on it. So that was interesting. He's wearing a tattoo with that. But, you know, always realize what are you wearing and what does it mean? And always look for both sides, the positive of what you think it is, okay? And then always look at the negative side because they're both going to be hitting you once you have this on you. So anyway, you know, you want to clear this stuff off and not get associated with it. So back to you.
Interesting. And, yeah, and all those things that you just mentioned are also signs and symbols. So maybe doing that clearing would be a really good choice to do, you know, the cross or the sign or the Star of David in case that has been a part of your past.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Well, Ron, one of our listeners is wondering if you are interested in doing an enlistment soon, and they're wondering if those of us who are already enlisted, do we need to reestablish our roles, or are we just doing our thing every night?
If you're enlisted, unless you told them that you don't want to be enlisted. You know, you can change or swap, you know, what you want to do as being enlisted, but... you know, if you are enlisted, you are already. It's not like, you know, am I really or what? No, it's up to you to say no. So once you said yes, you're enlisted. As far as an enlistment time, I don't know. Maybe I could do one on the conference call coming up. Let's see, what day is today? Maybe I can do one on give people some time here. Well, I could do one maybe on Friday. That's our energetic entity release with entities attached to you. So I could do an enlistment if you want on this coming Friday on the conference call. It starts at 5:30 Pacific. I just need to be reminded about it, but I could do that. That's 2 days away here. So, back to you.
All right. So the question is about, you may not remember this, but it was a while back. It says, a while back, Ron said we could say his name when we see an animal that has been killed on the highway or road, and they're wondering if this is still working, and what does it take away exactly, like our experience of sadness when seeing the animals. I don't know if you remember that, Ron, but you mentioned if we saw an animal that had died along the road that we could say, Ron Amatron, please heal this animal, and that you would release its spirit?
That's what I would do is get the animal's spirit, and if they happen to have an emotional body with them, that's also taken, and we'll put it back into light again. As far as maybe taking away your sadness or something, I'm not typically doing that. It could happen automatically, but, you know, I don't know for sure. But I'm mainly working with the particular animal or whatever it would be that you saw. Yeah, it could be anything. Some things don't have spirits, but, you know, I could still help it out if it had trauma. You know, so back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. And thank you so much for that, Ron. I have been using it a lot. I do live in an area where there's a lot of nature, and so you see a lot of that on long road trips. Okay, so our next listener is wondering if it's possible if you could do a healing for houseplants tonight in our room or make them real. That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah, we could do that. So maybe we'll give everybody 5 minutes to get their houseplant in front of them or something, or to relocate into another room. So, yeah, maybe a quarter till we'll do that, okay? So everybody can, maybe you have a houseplant outside, you can bring it in. Maybe it's on rollers or something, you know, and you want to watch it change because it's in the darkness outside on your porch or something. You could bring it inside temporarily, just be careful. So anyway. Here we go. So let's do that in a little bit over 5 minutes, quarter till.
Okay.
Plenty of time to get your plant.
Okay, so I'm just trying to read this one. It says, I remember as you were doing the sample that night, Ron, I felt a jerking release in my head. So they're referring specifically to a brain segment healing, I believe. And then they go on to say, and remember growing up, my sister, 11 months younger than me, we had our own way of communication and would say I was thinking that the words were not there. It was weird. It was like we thought we say them, but we did not. Oh, interesting. So this must have been a remembrance or an occurrence that they had remembered when you did that brain segment healing. So do you remember that?
I remember doing the clearing, yeah.
Yeah.
And just a sample of that. So they're probably using, like, mental telepathy, you know, to connect with their thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, you know, that's kind of interesting. I actually have a lot of memories myself, or I think I used to. I don't really remember things that much anymore, but when I was younger, I remember thinking, wow, I have some very early memories, and I have very early memories of wanting to talk to people and having them not understand me and being quite frustrated by it and just going, oh, they don't understand me yet. Oh, well. So interesting. So, okay. This one says, this is for a dog healing that you did for one of the listeners. It says, thank you, Ron, for Sasha, my dog's healing yesterday on the Sunday conference call. She is doing much better. Her hind leg is more straight now, not bumping into the other back leg, and she is getting around with pep. But her right leg is still short. I have to say I was very upset with the aliens. They know how to make me cry. And I knew I could not take her to the vet. Oh, by the way, my dog was abducted and her leg is not the same. The aliens probably did something with it. So grateful for your help, Ron. Love the improvement. Can't look back.
Yeah, okay. Boy. Yeah, I guess back to you.
Okay. Well, this may have been the same clearing. I'm not sure because the next person wrote in and said, Ron, thank you for the healing/clearing you did on the birds last week. I saw a wild turkey in my yard for the first time living here and enjoy being host to the flocks passing by headed south for the winter. I have seen fawns and does in the yard as well. Much appreciation here in the North Woods. Awesome.
That's great. Yeah, wonderful.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, this one is about Princess Diana. There must be something new coming out about her. It says, new Diana video. Hello. You might not want to read... Okay, let me just read it real quick, Ron, if you want to talk about something else while I read it and see.
Okay, so let's see. You need some time to read. Okay, let's do a clearing for... we'll do the... air cushions for the bottom of your feet. This everybody likes. I think I did this on the last Sunday call, but here we go. Here's some air cushions. So you may want to take your shoes off, possibly. Stretch your feet a little bit. Wiggle them. Wiggle your toes. And here we go. We're going to put an air cushion. So it's about a three-part process. So here we go. I'll bring some energy your way. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And it takes me about 3 minutes to do here. So just kind of sit back and relax here, and more energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And working now with your arches the way it looks here. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And also with your heels and the ball of your foot. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and working now with your toes. Put energy there, so 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And moving up to your ankles, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And still working with those air cushions here. It's about, looks like half done here. What you're going to feel typically is you might feel like you weigh about 50 pounds lighter. And you may feel like the weight on, you know, with the bottom of your feet isn't there when you're walking. And you may have like a real springy, bouncy step after this. It could last a few days for you or longer. I can't tell you how long it's going to last, but it does feel very nice. And bring in some more energy for that. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And this will work 3 times on the archive, so if you want to take notes of that, but have your friends listen to it also. That's why it lasts 3 times. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That feels pretty good. I want everybody to get up and kind of walk around and just see if you have a little more spring in your step, and if it feels like you kind of like took the tension, the weight off of your feet when you're walking. So, Michelle, I guess back to you.
Oh, wait. Great. Thank you. That was wonderful, Ron. I did not expect that. Okay, so basically what the email says, and I'll just forward it to you, but it says that there is a new video about Princess Diana out. I'm not sure in what capacity that is, but the person feels that the aliens may have had a hand in the voice being used in it. So I'm not sure if, you know, it's worth it for people to watch it or not, but I guess it exists. So thought I'd mention it. So I will forward that to you, Ron. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, as you know, you've mentioned almost, before,
yeah,
different
yeah,
things
it's almost
about
time for our plant here. Maybe we can do the plant healing now.
Okay.
So making them real. So everybody, tune into your plant here, look at it, watch it, put some lights on it or something, because it's probably dark where you are. And here we go. I'll count to 50 to change it from a cloned replica to a real plant. And if you have, like, flowers that you're using, you're going to start to smell the fragrance of the flowers, where now they may be kind of, you know, really not there as much. So here we go. Counting to 50, just kind of watch it. Don't stare too much, but it may move back and forth a little bit. And sometimes the flowers will actually turn and face you. A few people have had that comment when I've done this before. But here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Maybe it's my negative energy off the plant. So stronger, 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 stronger. That's feeling better. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Your plants should be real now. And just see, you know, if they have a glow around them. May look different. We'll get some, see if we can give us some comments, everybody, you know, on the fast chat there. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Ron. Very good. Okay. So this next one says that I would like to ask you, when I was a child, I would have a fear of a certain historical figure knocking on my door and coming for me. Now I have realized that I am doing the same thing on another planet, what that particular historical figure did on Earth. Instead of using the symbol that they had, I'm using the letter V on my flag in a white circle with a red background. Why are the aliens doing this to me?
Hmm. So that's a really good question. I don't know. So they put you into a role of somebody that's lived here in the past, and you have maybe recall of that, and that happens with a lot of people. So you must think that you are this person because you're having the recall. They could be copy and pasting it on you, too, but why they would do it somewhere else is kind of strange. As you're having memories on the timelines of going somewhere else. I would think I would just start doing a lot of timeline crashes on it so you can get off of the one that's here. And you may have to do start at your birth and kind of go up year by year or something to relieve yourself from this. Unless you know exactly, you know, when you were a child, it's not like you have this vision or sense of being this person as a young child or young adult or something. So you want to go back to when you think it happened and do timeline crashes there to get rid of the energy that's, copy and pasted onto you. So back to you.
Okay, very good. Do you also think those, the past life cloned bodies on cloned planets, past life clone bodies on cloned Earth, and current life clone bodies on cloned planets, and current life clone bodies on cloned Earth, would those healings work?
Very possibly, yes.
Okay. Yeah, because I wonder if that, because of the particular historical figure was here on this planet, as far as we know, if they are on clone planets as well. So, yes, those are four separate healings, listener. If you find them, and you'll find them, I think if you search under cloned, they will come up. So it starts out with past life or current life, and then there's four different healings. So if you feel that might help, that could be a possibility. Okay, Ron, one of our listeners is wondering if you could discuss the difference between the whole life heart-to-spirit connection and the heart-spirit interface body connection clearing.
Oh, boy. Right now I can't.
Okay. I know we've had this one, and oh, no, this is actually just new, but we may have been asked it before. I think somewhere in the archives the answer is there, but I'll just leave it here, and maybe we'll come back to it at another time. Because we just have a few short minutes left as well. Okay. Well, let me read another email. It says, there was a full red moon here in the morning and afternoon in the UK. The strange thing is that it felt very drained, or that I felt very drained this morning before I saw the red moon, and it is my belief that it's some kind of a vampire alien race that's doing this. I felt they have been sending me signs using the letter V. Interesting, and I'm not sure if it's the same person who wrote about the previous one. But strange. So I guess doing timeline crashes would help.
Yep, that's what they're for, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there an emotional component to any of these?
Boy.
Maybe it's fear?
Yeah, you could try, doing a whole lifetime emotional clearing on it. That might help out. The energies themselves could have an emotional energy which would draw you into it, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at this here. Everything has to do with courting. So I'm looking at this situation, like maybe you go to an amusement park, Disneyland or something, right? And you see a ride that you wanted to get on, right? And have this experience. So even though the ride itself, that maybe you're sitting on, you're in a car or a horse or something, you know, like on a Ferris wheel or something, merry-go-round or whatever. So anyway, you're in there, and well, you're sitting on something that's man-made that doesn't have any thoughts to it, because it's probably, say, plastic or fiberglass or metal, right? And it's just strictly made out of, raw materials, and you're sitting on it for this ride. So could that the seat and the energy in your space connect to you, and which is left from other people? Maybe they went on this roller coaster ride, and naturally it's kind of scary for lots of them. And could you be picking on their fear? and could that energy be stuck in that object, which is not a conscious thing? Yeah, very possibly it could be. So when you go on a ride or something like that, you may not have any fear until you go into and sit down in that chair or whatever, the seat. And now you have the fear of everybody else that's in there because it's hanging on to that energy and it can cord into you, and now you're fearful. Or maybe something else even worse happened, So anyway, that's kind of what can happen with that. So, the whole thing is how you want to clear this stuff off of you. The bottom line, everything is energetically corded to you. And it finds a location in your body and or some type of mindset or something, DNA, that you're, have the same similar fear, and that's how it connects to you. So different clearings could help you out with that. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Well, it looks like we are almost done, Ron. We just have one more minute to go. Is there anything else that you wanted to let the listeners know about?
Well, tomorrow we have our conference call to get rid of alien, human replicas of you that have conditions and problems. So we do that on Thursdays, and that's at 5:30 Pacific. And then we'll be doing our enlistment on the Friday entity call, same time, 5:30 Pacific is $20. Both those calls are $20. So if you wanted to enlist, come on the Friday one, and we'll do an enlistment. And if you want to change, maybe you could also change groups if you like. But that you can do anytime. Anyway, it'll be fun. So here we go. Let's do the Mind and Heart Drop, everybody. And naturally, we have the expo coming up in a couple of weeks here, basically in New York here. A week, maybe 10 days away. So here we go. Last weekend of the month. So to the Mind of Heart Drop, everybody. You must say this out loud. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this. Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, listeners. And also, thank you, ladies behind the scenes, helping out. Bye, everyone. Have a wonderful evening. Good night.